USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukraine is now accusing Moscow of forcibly taking hundreds of thousands of civilians from shattered Ukrainian cities to Russia, where they may be used as hostages to pressure Kyiv to give up. Ukraine's spokesperson said that 402,000 people, including 84,000 children, have already been kidnapped to Russia. The Kremlin gave nearly identical numbers for those who have been relocated, but said they chose to go to Russia. Ukraine's rebel-controlled eastern regions are predominantly Russian-speaking, and many people have supported close ties to Moscow. Judge Clarence Thomas has now been discharged from Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, D.C., 1 week after being admitted for treatment of an infection. No further information has been provided on his diagnosis, treatment, or prognosis. Initially, Supreme Court spokeswoman Patricia McCabe said in a statement that he would only be in the hospital for a day or two. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Arizona's legislature passed a bill that would ban abortions after 15 weeks, much like the Mississippi abortion law currently before the Supreme Court. Republican Governor Doug Ducey is expected to sign the bill into law. The bill passed Arizona's House in a party-line vote about a month after the state Senate passed it. And the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice announced that asylum officers in U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will now be permitted to make some final decisions in the cases of asylum seekers, which until now, only judges could adjudicate. The current system for handling asylum claims at our borders has long needed repair, according to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Those changes take effect in May. The national AAA average for a gallon of gas regular is at $4.24 a gallon, up a penny from yesterday. Gas prices are expected to start to rise once again after the slight drop over the last week as crude oil prices are beginning to rise. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Big changes are in store for the National Invitational Basketball Tournament.
Madison Square Garden will not host the NIT College Basketball Semifinals and Championship Game for the next 2 years. That college basketball tradition dates back to 1938. The change of venue for the 2023-2024 tournaments are available for bid, with potential locations ranging from Las Vegas, Nevada, to historic arenas like Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana. Nothing has been determined beyond 2024. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The cost of rent is hitting a record high across the country. A report from Realtor.com says the average rent in the U.S. in February was about $1,700 a month, up 17% from a year ago. Cities dealing with the largest increases of 23% or more include Miami, San Diego, Phoenix, and Austin. Poland has ordered the expulsion of 45 Russians whom the government identifies as intelligence officers using their diplomatic status as cover to operate inside the country. Poland's internal security agency said it's asked for the foreign ministry to urgently remove the Russians who are described as a danger to Poland's security from the country. They haven't given a specific reason for why the alleged spies are being expelled, but suggested that they pose an extremely grave threat at a time that Poland is accepting large numbers of refugees from Ukraine. And the NCAA Sweet 16 starts again tonight for the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.